Welcome to the Last Show Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Courtney Shane Williams. I'm going to talk about that new Shmoney dance. I don't even know if it's new, but I just found out about it yesterday. Also, a little bit about Derek Jeter and the new Kendrick Lamar single, I. Thank you for listening. It's called The Last Show because this may be it. Strike up the band. Thank you for listening and downloading, however you got it, streaming, SoundHound, Pandora. This isn't on Pandora. Torrent, maybe you stole this. Maybe this is 2025 and someone's unearthed this. Thank you for listening to a podcast from September of 2014. You're only 11 years late. Thanks for listening, man. How's your week been going? Good. Thank you. I'll do this like it's a live show. So this is what happened. I had a rabbit hole experience this week. And this happens to me all the time. It probably happens to a lot of people. You know, you have that rabbit hole-like experience. You go on YouTube for like one thing. Next thing you know, you're watching kickboxing videos. And you're like, man, I should have been a kickboxer. I really missed my calling, you know. Back when Karate Kid came out, I got some kickboxing equipment for Christmas. I really wanted to be a kickboxer. And then real life struck in and I had to cut the grass. And that was the end. You feel like you missed out on something. So that happens to me all the time. You know what I mean? You go on YouTube. I go on YouTube. I look for something. And then I find something else that I didn't know. So I was on YouTube. And I was looking for a video for the Dan Le Batard Highly Questionable TV show. And one of the clips said, Poppy does the Shmoney dance. You know, maybe when I put this online, I might put in the clips from what I'm saying, and then it'll make people watch it on YouTube. That's what I'll do. See, I just had an executive meeting live on the podcast air. But so it said Poppy does the Shmoney dance. Now, to show you how old I am, I had heard of this money dance. Oh God, I just said this money dance out loud. What is it? The NBA, the National Football League. I heard of this money dance, and I'm like, what is this? And I didn't even know what it was. Like when I first saw it, I seen it written. So I was like, oh, the show Money Dance. So I thought you just, you know, bounce around and did your fingers, you know, like Johnny Manziel or something, you know, money. But then I read it and I'm like, is it money? Is it money? Or is the SH silent? Like, is this the Hindu pronunciation of money? What is this? So I found out whenever the Olympic, that was the FIBA World Cup basketball team. They won the championship. And after they won the championship, they all started doing the Shmoney dance. So when I was watching on TV, somebody said the Shmoney dance. And they were like, oh, you pronounced it correctly. And I was like, oh, it's Shmoney. So fast forward, I'm on YouTube a couple days ago. And it said Poppy does the Shmoney dance. I'm like, oh, snap. So then, of course, I clicked the video. And then all these suggestions come up because YouTube knows me of all the other stuff I may like. And then it says, Bobby Shmurda teaches the Shmoney dance. And he really didn't teach you the Shmoney dance. It was an interview with the guy that is on this song, this Shmoney SH Empire. Just this thing. So I didn't even know this was like a real rapper thing. I'm getting educated. You know what I mean? Because I don't stay in touch with any of that anymore. Like, I know the artists I like, and those are the artists whose music I steal and put on my iPod. Other than that, I mean, I don't really know who you are. So, and I don't really go out that much, you know? So I actually watched the interview with this guy, and it's actually not his song. It's one of his friend's songs, but he calls himself Bobby Schmurder, and they were like, well, what's up with the Schmurder? The SH, why is it Schmurder? Why is it Schmoney? Why not money and murder? And then he says, well, we put the SH because you're supposed to keep it on the low. So like, shh. I'm like, man, this 17-year-old kid is dope. I wish I had his vision, man. So then I get intrigued. I'm watching this interview, and they show some clips of this guy, and I guess he's been on Hot 97 or whatnot. And he has some legit rapping skills. Like, I'm legit. I mean, I'm not going to confuse him with, you know, Jay-Z or Nas or anything like that, but he's a lot younger than I thought, you know, it was. You know, so he's a young guy. And he has some legit rapping skills, you know, so I actually keep tabs on him to see how he's doing. And as soon as he makes, you know, an album that stinks, you know, I'll act like I don't know who he is. I watch this interview, and then YouTube once again comes through, and it suggests more videos I would like. And then it shows this Schmoney song. So I'm like, oh, I got to watch this Schmoney rap video. So now I start watching Schmoney rap. And I watched the whole song, and I'm like, man, this is kind of dope. I mean, like, I just unearthed this rabbit hole. So now I'm digging deeper and deeper, and then it's like, you know, Schmoney Vine clips, and then all these people doing the dance in the club, and I'm like, man, how old am I? Not only was I pronouncing it wrong, not only did I just refer to it as this Schmoney dance, but like, if I'd been like going to the club now, I would have known what the hell this was like 3 months ago. I mean, this has to be a big deal in the clubs. I mean, I just call it the clubs. It has to be a big deal in the club. Like when I used to go, like these are the songs, you know, you would dance to, and everybody would know all the dances, and you would do the dance, and it seemed like it would create a fantastic club experience. But I don't go to the club anymore because, you know, too old and too married. Which is something you don't want to be in the club. In the club, you want to be, you know, 19 to 25 years old with about $15. Like, that's the best way to go to the club, with about $15. You know, maybe a debit card. That's when you have the most fun. Anything over $15, you know, it's going to end tragically. You know what I mean? You're going to end up spending a bunch of money on some girl's drinks that doesn't like you. You know, but if you got $15, you buy two drinks, you know, you leave home, you're happy. You know, maybe if you got, you know, good game, you can spit some game, but you know you only got 15, so, you know, you got to get a number and call her next week. She gives you a fake number, you never hear from her again. You had a great week, but I don't go to the club anymore. So my experience with the club is the rabbit hole. I go down the rabbit hole, seeing it, they got vines. And the dopest thing on the video is, dude, Tickle Me Elmo. Tickle Me Elmo is doing the Schmoney dance. I was looking at it. So it was funny. It was clever. I just thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic. I mean, and I guess I would have happened upon it sooner. But thanks to YouTube and these rabbit holes, I was able to experience it like everyone else, you know? Now, all I got to do is figure out what this Ricky Bobby thing is, and I'll be good. I'll be good. Also, this week in music, something else I wanted to talk about was new Kendrick Lamar song. So, I don't know if you've heard the song, but it goes a little something like this. This is a word.
Tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie. Pray that the holy water don't go dry. Yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many motherfuckers wanna tell me, but ain't no me gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me, and I love myself.
That's just a little bit of the song. People have had some mixed reviews though. Like, some people hated it, some people liked it, and I'm getting all of my reviews just from the comment section under the video. Like, I don't know what people really think, but I'm not going to, you know, research it. You know, I have my own opinion, and I don't need that. That's the way I live my life. I form my own opinion, so I don't need yours. that was horrible. But But yeah, so it's like mixed reviews on it. I seen some people are like, oh, I like it. But then some people are like, oh, you know, all this in-depth, this Kendrick Lamar is so overrated. And I get both sides of it. Because I don't think it's a great record. But it is a record that's going to get played on the radio. So you figure second studio album, just had a really big album. You know, now it's time to get that money. In his point of view, and I can't really, you know, hate on the guy for trying to get the money, because if the song gets on the radio, people know who you are, they familiarize themselves, then you go on tour, more people come to the concert, consequently you can sell out bigger venues, and you got a couple radio hit songs that people want to hear, you know. So it's not a great record, but it will serve a bigger purpose, and I hope it's not an indicator of what the album is going to be, the new album. I hope it's not. Because if the album is full of that stuff, you're going to fall into that weird Lupe Fiasco territory. I have to completely disown you. And I hope that doesn't happen. But at the same time, if that's what he decides to do, you know, more power to him. I hope it goes well. But I do like some of the songs. I'm not into the deeper level of rap, whatever thing. When it's done well, it's okay. Like Common does a lot of that. Common Sense, if you're born in 1970 something, does a lot of that, and he was really good at it. Talib Kweli, you know, even Tribe at some time, you know, there was a movement of everybody trying to do this deeper level of hip-hop, you know what I mean? So is it Uchi Wally Waller? Is it One Mic? Is it Black Girl Lost or Shorty Oya for Ice? Like, it was this, you know, in between area where people like live. That was, oh, you know, we're going to go next. Little Brother. Somebody played Little Brother for me one time. And they have a couple of hot joints in the album Minstrel Show. It's a really dope album. Some good stuff on the album. However, that's not me. I don't really like that kind of stuff, because I feel like it preys on that audience that wants to be in the in crowd, but you're not really in the in crowd. It reminds me when you go to someone's house and they start playing like underground hip hop. You're like, oh, what is this? Yeah. This is Six Spades. You never heard of Six Spades? No, I never heard of those. Oh, Six Spades is dope. Yeah, he's 75. He's never made it big. It's like, I'm not really interested in that obscure rap just for the sake of being obscure and quirky. It's almost like you're trying to trick me into listening to your music because you're talking about social issues. And it's fine if you want to talk about social issues. Just have a nice hook and a good beat, and I'll listen to you. I'll listen to your social issues. I have no problem with it. So for that Kendrick Lamar song, it touches on those kind of social issues, social things. And I think it's great that he wants to do that. I just hope that's not the whole album. If it is the whole album, I just hope it doesn't sound like that. Because in all honesty, though, Good Kid, Mad City does touch on a lot of social things. And it does tell a fantastic story. It's a classic, classic album, and it's executed damn near perfectly, and it has the right balance. At the same time, you got to come out with a single like the one Kendrick just came out with if you want to start selling out bigger venues. I love Good Kid, Mad City. Biggest single off of there was Swimming Pools. But in a big venue, it doesn't play big. You know, like this song will play bigger than Swimming Pools plays if it gets the airplay and radio play that he wants. And if people don't want to listen to the song, you can just, you know, sign a deal with Google and do what you too did and just put it in their iCloud and just have them listen to the song whether you want to or not. You know, just rape their ears until they like it. But I like, I mean, I think the record is okay. And I'm, it kind of makes me want to think, okay, well, let's see what this next album does. And I'm interested to see where it goes from here as far as Kendrick goes. Also, controversy this week around two of my favorite people in sports as far as on-air personality host go. We'll start with Keith Olbermann. Keith Olbermann went on a rant. I guess today is what the today is the 25th. I think he went on a rant 2 days ago about Derek Jeter, basically saying all the worship and praise for Derek Jeter is not necessarily earned. Derek Jeter is not that good. He's never been an MVP, even though maybe he should have been MVP once. But it's just the whole thing, the coverage, the celebration, the last year, this goodbye farewell tour is garbage. And I 100% agree. 100% agree. The whole Derek Jeter thing is overrated. He's never been as good as people thought, and he's always been worse than people thought. You know, some people say, oh, he's not as bad as you think. No. He's worse than you think. He's worse than you think. He's one of the most overrated players in any sport of this era. Just overrated. You think of the guys in sports that people don't give respect to, and they make them earn all this. He can't get it done. You know, guys, if you're talking about the NBA, guys like Dirk Nowitzki, or people said that about LeBron James. Now they say that about Kevin Durant, or if it's, you know, football, okay, Peyton Manning, or you think about those level of guys. You know, if it's Phillip Rivers, or if it's, you know, Barry Sanders, all those guys are all better than Derek Jeter at what they do than what he does. Derek Jeter plays shortstop, no range, never was a great shortstop, not even one of the top shortstops of all time, but he plays for the Yankees, so you're forced to watch him because they make the playoffs all the time, so your value gets inflated based on that. However, we don't talk about all the times he's been grounded out into double plays the last 3 years. He just hasn't been good, hasn't been effective, and I totally agree with Keith Olbermann that he's not this guy everybody thinks he is. He's not even the best player of his era. And I was listening to actually a Dan Patrick show, and they said, well, would you rather have Derek Jeter's career over, you know, Bonds, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey, Roger Clemens, or Pujols, Albert Pujols? And he said, oh, I would take Derek Jeter over all of them. Because Barry Bonds cheat, everybody wants to say, oh, Barry Bonds is a cheater. Okay, that's fine. We'll move Barry Bonds. We'll move Clemens to the side. But Albert Pujols is a better player than Derek Jeter. He just didn't play in New York. And people say, oh, well, you know, he wasn't in the playoffs. Yeah, he was. Albert Pujols was always in the playoffs. As a matter of fact, Albert Pujols is in the playoffs this year, and Derek Jeter isn't. Albert Pujols did win an MVP. Albert Pujols has won 2 World Series. Albert Pujols is a great player. Maybe the best, what is that, best right-handed hitters ever? Now I sound like an idiot because I don't know if Albert Pujols bats left or right-handed. But I think he bats right-handed. But Albert Pujols, by far, I would rather take him over Derek Jeter. Are you kidding me? I think Albert Pujols, does he have 500 home runs? Albert Pujols is a great player. A great player. Power, he's known for being the best at some time in his career, where somebody like Jeter has never been the best on his own team. So come on, it's a little overrated. It's not even a little overrated, it's a lot overrated. I mean, you can argue even that Ken Griffey is a better player than Derek Jeter. Defensively, he can steal bases. I mean, he could really hit. His career was shortened by injuries. But the praise for Derek Jeter is way, way overboard. I heard somebody say, hey, is Derek Jeter a first ballot Hall of Fame? Are you kidding me? He may be a first ballot Hall of Famer in all intents and purposes. But according to the Hall of Fame, first of all, nobody's first ballot. And even if you want to separate people into first ballot, second ballot type Hall of Famer thing, he wouldn't even be in that. He's not in that era. He's not in that class. He's not one of the greatest at his position of all time. He's not been the dominant player of his era. He's played for a long time. He's stacked up some really, really, really good stats. And he's an icon. He's an icon. He's bigger than baseball. Bigger than baseball. And and that's good for Derek Jeter. But the praise, I totally agree with. I totally agree with Keith Olbermann. It's overrated. By the way, Albert Pujols, right-handed. My last beef, last person under attack that I love as a commentator on TV is Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons got suspended. Who knows? When you go on a podcast and you dare your employer to suspend you, sometimes they'll suspend you. He got suspended for calling, basically, I think he got suspended for telling people what they won't do, really. He's called Roger Goodell a liar repeatedly on his podcast, profanity laced, even though they were bleeping it out. But, you know, there was profanity in there. But I think he got suspended just for telling ESPN, try to suspend me, go ahead and suspend me. You know, you can't challenge your employer and not get suspended. However, ESPN can't be critical of them. I would like to say ESPN was wrong, but they were right. You just can't have that. You just can't have people challenging you, no matter who they are. Bill Simmons is one of the most powerful people in sports, period. But it don't matter who you are, you can't have employees challenging you. Now, what he was referring to, he's 100% right. 100% right. The incidents that have been going around the NFL has not made, for me, the NFL tougher to watch. I'm somebody that doesn't watch many games. I haven't watched one full game this entire season. I've caught bits and pieces of about 4 or 5 games. And that's good enough for me. that's just good enough for me. Football is... it's tough to watch in general, you know, with the hits now and with you knowing more than you used to know, it makes you cringe. So that part, with all these incidents that come up, it hasn't made it harder, because I know Adrian Peterson, you know, went overboard and abused his child. It's not making me harder for it to watch, or because I know Ray Rice hit his wife with a Hadouken and she hit her head on a turnbuckle. It doesn't make it harder for me to watch the product, because I didn't really watch the product as much before. However, the way this has been handled makes me see a potential, the cracks in the NFL system. They are running a multi-billion dollar business like a mom and pop shop, and you just can't do that. Roger Goodell could have saved himself a lot of pain, a lot of agony, if he just had run this like the big business that it was. There should have been somebody to issue out punishments. There should have been somebody to watch over and get these tapes and go. You should be bigger and better than TMZ. And for you to get on stage, Roger, and tell me all these excuses and I'm taking ownership, but I don't deserve to be suspended or anything, that's garbage. So I agree 100% with Bill Simmons. He is a liar. You are lying. You think we're all dumb. Like, you don't have the capability to get a tape. You asked for the tape and couldn't get the tape. You should have tried harder to get the tape. Yes, you should have tried harder. Leave it there. Just say I should have tried harder. Don't sit up there and try to lie to me. Oh, well, no, Ray Rice was ambiguous. He wasn't ambiguous. The report came out by ESPN where they interviewed a lot of people inside the organization of the Ravens, inside football, and some of Ray Rice's friends. And I'll be interested to see when Ray Rice talks how it goes. They interviewed all these people. And it was consistent. They knew. Ray Rice told them the truth. So stop lying to me. Stop lying. I'm not dumb. I know how to read. You cannot continue to lie and lie and lie and lie and for me to take it. So I understand Bill Simmons' angle of football being hard to watch when the biggest person to, not the biggest person in football, but the commissioner of football who's supposed to oversee the best interests of the game, make the owner's money first, and then see the best interests of the game, is lying to me. And you're an idiot if you continue to watch the games and you don't think you're not, and you don't know what you're watching. You're an idiot. If you think, oh, these guys, they're just all wholesome. No. This is big business, and you are being lied to. And as long as you're aware of it, watch the games, have fun, do whatever. And you don't even have to be aware of it, honestly. I mean, who the hell am I? Watch him regardless. But I agree with Bill Simmons. He's a liar. However, if you learned anything from this whole situation, from when it first started months ago with Ray Rice to right now, number one, don't tell your employer what they won't do because, you know, you can get suspended or fired. Number two, don't hit your girl inside a casino because there's a lot of cameras in there. And number three, don't let Adrian Peterson babysit your kids. These are the things we need to focus on, man. This is it. So I think I'm going to wrap up there. It's been going on long enough, almost up on 30 minutes. This is like a job. Thank you for listening to the last show. You can get all the episodes on comedicpros.com under the link Last Show Podcast. Also, if you're in Seattle, Washington, I have a show coming up October the 26th of the show I produce, the Tap House Sessions at Naked City Brewery. You can get tickets now at Brown Paper Tickets. It's $7, $10 at the door. I have to add $3 for you wasting my time. Just get your tickets online now. It's $7. Other than that, you can follow me on Twitter at Courtney Shane and check out my YouTube page. I've been uploading the podcast to YouTube and I've been adding funny clips of the page. Damn, that didn't make any sense. I've been adding funny clips of the podcast to the YouTube so you can see them. It's cool. Like this time, I may upload a clip of me doing the shmoney dance. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll recreate a club inside of my living room because I don't leave the house. And we'll do it like that. So check out the YouTube page. New trailer video up. I know you're going to like it. Also, more stand-up clips to come. Thank y'all for listening to the show. That'll be all.
But thanks for your time. Then you can thank me for mine. And after that said, forget it.